Vishakha asks the following good question. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says he comes to establish religious principles, but then he dances with other people's wives, the gopis. So why doesn't he set a good example for everyone? Very good question, very intelligent question. Earlier on in the third chapter, Krishna points out that he follows all the religious principles just for the sake of inspiring people to act in the right way. However, Krishna doesn't just set the good example, but Krishna also transgresses moral religious principles in order to show that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the same way that he transgresses ordinary abilities by lifting Govardhan Hill. Similarly, he also dances with other men's wives. And of course, that exhibition, that pastime, has many reasons, but two are: one is to show Krishna's extraordinary stature, which Shukadev Goswami later on goes to explain. Naivatsama charachatu manasapi hanishwaram. That those who are Ishwara, the Supreme Lord, being the Supreme Ishwara, are not bound by the ordinary moral codes of ordinary living entities. And of course, the other is that Krishna is also appearing in order to exhibit the pastimes that go on in the spiritual world, and this Parakriya Rasa goes on in the spiritual world. In fact, it's the highest relationship. So Krishna displays that highest relationship so as to entice us back. But from a very philosophical and practical, absolute point of view, we can also see that Krishna is not dancing with other men's wives. That actually Krishna is Purusha. He's the only male, and our living entities are Prakriti. They're all female, whether they be male bodies or female bodies. Krishna is everybody's husband. And for him, man, woman, makes no difference. He reciprocates with people's love for him, with his attachment, with their attachment for them. As he says, Jejitam Amprapadyante. So the real thing is this understanding that, oh, this is my wife, that somebody's my wife, is illusion. No, everyone is Krishna's. And Shukadeva Goswami then gives a very nice example of this, that because all living entities are ultimately expansions of Krishna, Krishna's potencies, Krishna's nature, then when Krishna is dancing with the gopis, it's like someone playing with their own shadow, just like when a child plays with its own shadow. So they're all his expansions. Therefore, certainly he has right in order to play with his shadow. He has right to play with the gopis. And much has been written about this and spoken about this by acharyas, but I'm going to leave it there because you may notice that workers are on their lunch break, early lunch break, between 10 to 11, they have their lunch break. And so, therefore, there's no background noise. Hare Krishna.